A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus reminds us that we must not only be hearers of his word, but doers of the word as well. Prompted by this gospel, today I would like to take a little different approach than I usually do. I would like to recall the relatively brief life of a Dominican friar who was beatified not long ago. His name was Giuseppe Girotti, and he lived in northern Italy. And his life spanned the two world wars. As a Dominican, he had his ups and downs. He began a sterling professional career by writing several scripture commentaries. And he even had the opportunity to study in Jerusalem at the Dominican school, the École Biblique. He was a well-liked professor, and one of his first commentaries even received congratulations from Pope Pius XII. Unfortunately, his daily life as a friar did not please many of his superiors, who reflected the rigidity of the times. Friar Giuseppe was a very cheerful, happy soul who tended to be messy in his appearance. He was even expelled from teaching at his province's house of studies for the student brothers. However, a seminary for missionary priests gladly welcomed him to teach. Friar Giuseppe didn't let his superiors' displeasure with him bother him, but he saw it as part of God's providence to expand his charitable works for the poor, the sick, and the elderly. When Hitler in Germany and Mussolini in Italy came to power, Girotti extended his helping hands to the Jews, whom he often called his elder brothers or bearers of the word of God. After several years of underground work of helping and protecting them and getting them out of the country, he was betrayed by someone and arrested by the Gestapo. His prior repeatedly tried to get the Dominican released, but after being transferred to several prisons, the 40-year-old Dominican friar Giuseppe Girotti ended up in the Dachau concentration camp, which was famous for housing the priests and religious that were arrested. But while in prison, he continued to study and read and preach the Word of God. It was less than 6 months that on April 1st, 1945, Father Giuseppe Girotti died of what is believed to have been an injection of gasoline or acid. Friar Giuseppe was a hearer and a doer of the word. And let us follow his example by witnessing to what has become his motto, "I do everything for charity."